The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
The playoffs are finally here, and the Bills will host the Denver Broncos this Sunday at 1 p.m., my favorite time for a football game.
Love it.
Let's dive in, as we always do, starting with the Bills' offense and how they match up against the Broncos' defense. Mark, what are your early thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the Denver is a legitimate playoff team. Even though they're the number seven seed, they earned their way in. They have a legit defense. They're number one in advanced stats overall on defense. They're number one against the pass, and they are number one in sacks, 63 sacks. So it is a strength versus strength matchup against the Bills' offense, which is the Bills' best unit. I think that's a good matchup for the Bills from the standpoint I have supreme confidence in Josh Allen's ability to perform against even a good unit. But they're very good. Their front is outstanding. They have fantastic pass rushers. Nick Bonito is a name everybody should know. He leads them in sacks with 13.5. He is a true speed edge rusher, perfect for their defensive scheme. So this is they're good, stout against the run. This is a tough, good matchup.
I like how you phrase it, strength versus strength, because I think when you look at what the Bills have on offense, that's so clear. I mean, Josh's ability to evade the sack, what the offensive line has been doing this year. I think it's, you know, like you said, they're very legit, even though they are the number seven seed. I'm interested in seeing how they match up together.
Their defensive front, I mean, there's some names you know. John Franklin Myers, they traded for. That was a great acquisition. A bad move by the Jets. One of, like, we don't have enough time to talk about that. But a great addition. John Franklin Myers has been, Bills know him well. He's been really stout forever against the Bills, and now he's with them. They have another good pass rusher, Jonathan Cooper, who's like an unheralded guy. He's got 10.5 sacks. They do like to blitz. They're fourth in blitz rate, according to NFL Next Gen stats. But Josh is the number two quarterback in the NFL against the blitz. Number one is Lamar Jackson, according to the stats. So, you know, the Bills offense, you know, even the run game, Denver's third against the run in efficiency. The Bills are second running the ball in efficiency. Bills have 32 rushing touchdowns, first in the NFL. So this is a great, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the Bills try to attack. One guy that I think is a bad matchup for this Bills offense, and again, every offense, is the Broncos' best corner pick, Patrick Surtain Jr.,
yes.
Pro Bowler, high first-round pick. I don't think, you know, the Bills' passing game is so spread out. I don't see them locking him on anybody. It'll be interesting. Will he follow Amari Cooper or not? I don't see the Bills doing much against him. Their other secondary players, they have a really outstanding safety, Brandon Jones. Fans might remember him. He used to play for Miami. He's having a great season. The other cornerbacks aren't as elite. They're talented, but not in the Surtain category. I also think the linebackers can be attacked in the pass game. So I look for... I think the Bills can make a lot of hay with Shakir, with Kincaid, and with James Cook in the pass game, and Ty Johnson in the pass game.
Yeah, I think, like you said, the way the Bills offense is able to use everyone, this is going to be so critical this week especially.
It makes them hard to defend because there isn't one person you say, okay, well, let's lock this person down. The old Belichick, take away their number one thing.
Exactly.
So that's hard to do. The Buffalo Bills defense gets a matchup against a rookie quarterback in the first round of the playoffs here. Denver's Bo Nix, the sixth quarterback taken, but you have to give Denver coach Sean Payton a lot of credit. He identified Nix, and Payton is great at developing quarterbacks, and Nix has had a really good rookie season. for the Broncos, and they come here on a high note, having blown out Kansas City's backups to clinch their playoff spot.
Yeah, I think Bo Nix has played better than I expected him going into the season, if I'm candid with, you know, how I perceived him. He's been strong lately with, 12 touchdowns in the last four games. Mm-hmm. Now, like you mentioned, that was four against Kansas City, and that was their backups. But still, you know, he's coming in kind of feeling himself, feeling his game. And I think when let's talk for a second about Buffalo Bills against rookie quarterbacks, that's going to be important for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the Bills defense generally has been good against rookie quarterbacks, but I don't put a tremendous amount of stock in that in this game. I think Bo Nix is better, say, than Mac Jones, who came in here in his second year in 2021 and got blown out. I think he's better than Mac Jones. You know, a rookie, you got to give Bo Nix, well, first of all, he's got great coaching.
Yeah.
From one of the offensive masterminds in the league, in Sean Payton. And let's not forget, Sean Payton came to Buffalo last year on a night game with a very limited quarterback, Russell Wilson, and beat the Bills.
Yes.
That was the game that got Ken Dorsey fired.
Sure did.
but it was a tight game, like a playoff game, and Russell Wilson didn't do a lot, but didn't make mistakes and did just enough to beat the Bills. One thing about Bo Nix, he, you know, some rookie quarterbacks play it safe, captain checkdown. He is not captain checkdown.
Correct.
He will fire it down the middle of the field and rip it.
Yeah.
So you got to really like that. In fact, he's got the third most deep attempts in the league, the third most deep completions in the league. He also is a pretty good athlete. One rookie quarterback, you normally associate them, take a lot of sacks.
Mm-hmm.
High percentage of rookie quarterbacks take a tremendous amount of sacks and have to learn. Bo Nix is a good athlete. He runs out of sacks. He doesn't take a lot of sacks.
No, like I said, I think he's impressed me so far this year. Some of the playmaking ability of just, you know, like you said, he's not scared to make plays.
Right.
What about his weapons around him? How do you think they match up against the Bills defense?
He's got a good receiving core there.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Cortland Sutton. He's got a big receivers. Cortland Sutton, 6'4", 216, high number two draft choice. He had a 1,000-yard season, really good over the middle, gave the Bills problems, if I recall, a year ago in that Monday night game. Tough matchup with size. They've got a speedy guy in Marvin Mims,
mm-hmm.
and then they have a big slot, unheralded, Devon Vell, seventh-round draft pick. He is 6'4", 210. You call him a power slot, kind of like think, and the obvious comparison is Sean Payton had Marcus Colston,
right.
the big slot in New Orleans. That's a problem. That, you know, that's sort of a security blanket kind of guy for Bo Nix. Not a supercharged passing game, but they can move the ball. One thing I'll say about Nix is he has been susceptible to the blitz this year, like a lot of rookie quarterbacks. So if you can get them, the key here is get them off schedule.
Right.
Get them in second and bad, third and bad, and now Nix can be a little he can run off script, but the ball doesn't always go in the best places when you get him off script. So that will be the challenge for the Bills defense.
And the Bills defense is getting healthier than they've been the last few weeks. The one question mark is Terrell Bernard, but Sean McDermott has basically, you know, it sounds like he's trending Bernard in the right direction to play this weekend after a quad injury, I believe.
Right.
From two games ago. So he did miss last week, but that was, I think, a lot of precaution, too. Mm-hmm. They didn't need him against the Patriots. But, yeah, I think this defense, it's a bonus for them that they've had some time to get healthier over the course of December and January after being pretty banged up. Now some of it is knocking off a bit of that rust still.
Yeah, the onus is on the Bills defense.
For sure.
Are they good? Are they really good? We'll see. Greg Rousseau has been the Christian Benford, I'd say Rasul Douglas have been consistent performers the entire season. There's a lot of big names on the Bills defense. They got to let's see them make plays. Terrell Bernard, Matt Milano, Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones, Von Miller, all five of those guys, production has not been as great maybe as you'd have hoped. But they've shown flashes. You know, obviously Ed Oliver had the big game against Detroit, which was a big factor in them winning, yeah. Even though they gave up a zillion points. It was 35-14 there with like 18 minutes to go. So that was a better defensive game than they get credit for. But that was a big Ed Oliver game. We need to see a big Ed Oliver game here in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree that I think especially the defense in the playoffs, they need to continue to prove themselves after, every season is different. But after past seasons, they need to step up.
And Denver's offensive line is good. I mean, it's a top 12, maybe top 10, 9, 8, 7, some, it's highly subjective. But this is a legit good offensive line. Garrett Bowles, their left tackle, is in the conversation for All-Pro. Quinn Miners, their right guard, is one of the best physical guards in the league. So this is a legit O-line. And let's see the Bills defense bring it.
Everyone is expected to step up in the playoffs, and that includes us at the Buffalo News. We are writing more than ever this week as we gear up with a special playoff preview section. We've had posters in print all this week highlighting top moments throughout the year, and we're just writing more stories as we get ready for a game of this caliber. So, Mark, let me throw it to you. What are you working on this week?
Well, I had a story, an analysis in today's paper on the Bills' third down defense. They're 29th on third downs. And where's the problem? The problem is they let teams off the hook on third and not good situations. Third and, I broke it down, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
They are worst in the NFL. Giving up 53% conversions. The league average is 36. That's when you got the advantage. They've been bad at points to inconsistent pass rush, and pass rush coverage has been frustrating at times, particularly against better teams.
Right.
The Rams game was the disaster. Okay. We dive into that. For our special section, which is going to be rolled out Friday, Saturday in print, Friday in digital. I've got an analysis of a look at the Josh Allen's passing season, just his passing, and the quadrants of where he's thrown the ball, where he's had success. And so, obviously, his passing numbers are down. He's 14th in 16th in attempts, 14th in completions. But, when they compare MVP numbers, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, thrown a lot, got a lot better passing numbers in yards. But there's a lot of factors at work there. I mean, for one, Josh only played 16 games. The other one, he really only played 15 games, yeah. Or maybe when you consider the Bills have blown out a lot of people.
Right.
He had like a low number of fourth down passes. He had like six games where he basically did nothing in the fourth quarter. He did, besides hand off.
Mm-hmm.
His fourth down numbers compared to last year is down like 250 yards and a lot of completions. So that's a factor in the overall numbers. Where on the chart has he done well? He's really done reasonably well throwing deep. He's seventh in deep yards, second in deep attempts. And behind the line of scrimmage, he's got better than last year. That, I think, speaks to the screen game with Khalil Shakir,
right.
How good he is. A little less on the possession game is a little less. And one factor there is fewer passes to Kincaid. Kincaid's catches went down 73-44. Kincaid has played less.
Yeah.
His snaps are down from it's in the story, but like something like 700 to 470 snaps, because partly because of injuries. He's missed almost four games.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot to dive into in Mark's work there. I'm working this week on a story about the Bills Leadership Council. So they went with a different method this season of, in the past, they've had, you know, up to 8 captains. This year they went with 2 captains, Josh Allen and Terrell Bernard, very deserving. But then they have a 10-person leadership council kind of backing them up. The group has a meeting every Wednesday morning with Sean McDermott. So I've been talking to guys about what they like about those meetings. Sean's dad jokes keep coming up when I talk to players about it, but also just how it's translating to the field. You know, these guys are from all different position groups. There's a representative from each group, basically. And they come to McDermott with like, hey, this is working for our guys this week. They've lobbied for walkthroughs some weeks and had that established a bit more. So there's more of a player voice on this team than there used to be. And Dawson Knox told me that comes from trust that goes both ways, Sean McDermott trusting them and them trusting Sean. So I think it's just been interesting, you know, to see that dynamic, the way they've approached leadership on this team.
Interesting. I'll be looking to read that. And that's all I think it's also timely because leadership, playoffs, tight games, they have playoff experience. How much is that going to matter?
Yeah.
You would think that would count for something, and the leadership they have on this team should, after all this time, be an edge they
it
have
should,
over
yeah.
a lot of teams.
Yeah, so a lot of coverage coming from us this week. You're already on BuffaloNews.com, so make sure you're checking around for more of our stories and reading along as we gear up for the playoffs.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. 4 great Western New York locations, Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's, we are Buffalo's Pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.